It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.
Clouds. I hate clouds. Well, I hate them especially when there's like a rare astronomical event coming up and the clouds just kind of hang around and don't go away. There is a time-honored tradition of astronomers shaking their fists at a cloudy sky and yelling William Shatner-like, "Clouds!" Sometimes it works. Other times, you just have to pack up the telescope and hit the road to find clear skies. From the studios of Cincinnati Public Radio, I'm your host, Dean Regas, and this is Looking Up. The show that takes you deep into the cosmos or just to the telescope in your backyard to learn more about what makes this amazing universe of ours so great. Today, I'm going to tell you all about the moon, lunar eclipses, and how to get the most out of this awesome astronomical event. I don't know what it is about eclipses and astronomers. They just get kind of wrapped up in this thing. It's something to do with the rarity. It's something to do with the precision. And it's also something that we do because we see it on the calendar and we mark it on the calendar and we know what we're going to do on those days as they come. And, you know, of course, we had that amazing, incredible total solar eclipse back in 2024. And lunar eclipses are awesome as well. Now, they can't hold the candle to a total solar eclipse, but a total lunar eclipse is, it's a little more chill, I guess we would say, because with the total solar eclipse, it all happens, the big show happens in a matter of minutes. With a lunar eclipse, it takes hours and hours for this to happen, so you can kind of like hang out and watch it.
About twice a year, over the course of a few hours, the full moon sports a decidedly different look. What causes this sudden change?
And so with this one that's coming up, we have one that's going to be on the night of March 13th into the morning hours of March 14th of 2025. It's going to be pretty cool because it's going to be visible from all around the United States. So the way that I like to look at these lunar eclipses, there's two main parts of it that you really got to see. For me, it really kicks off when you can just barely see the shadow of the Earth touching the moon. Because this is what's happening with a lunar eclipse. You have the sun on one side, the moon on the other side, and the Earth exactly in the middle. So the shadow of the Earth gets cast onto the moon itself. And when you see that, that's called first contact. That is the part which always gets me excited because I've been waiting all these years to see it, and then it starts. So it's like the precision. I love it. And so in that partial stages where the shadow will slowly creep and cover over more of the moon's light, you can watch that progress. And it usually takes about an hour to go from the partial stage to totality. So an hour, that's a long time to kill. You can just kind of go inside for a little bit, but then go back out for totality. And when totality happens, the moon is completely in the shadow of the Earth, and it turns this eerie orangish reddish color. People like to call it the blood moon. I'm not a big fan of that term, but since it's catchy and people like it, I guess it will do it. So it just turns this eerie red color. And what's happening is light is still getting to it. The Earth is blocking out the sun, but we have an atmosphere on our Earth. So the sunlight comes through, our atmosphere bends and refracts, shifts over to the reddish side, and bathes the moon in this eerie red light. And that is what makes it so cool. Now, when you're watching totality, totality can last for, you know, a minute to even an hour or so. But I think that part is so cool to see because it changes from minute to minute. Like you look at it and you see it has this one certain color, it might look like a copper penny or something like that. And then you turn away and you look back again, it's a totally different shade. And we have no idea what color the moon will turn during total lunar eclipses. It all depends on what's going on in the atmosphere and where you're viewing from and your conditions. But each time you see it, it is so cool. All right, so what's the plan for the next total lunar eclipse? It's coming up really, really fast. It's going to be on the night of March 13th into the morning of March 14th. And that's the big thing, is that in some websites, it's going to say March 14th. Don't look for it on the night of March 14th because it'll be over. It's like March 13th after midnight, so that means March 14th. Yeah, anyway, but now you know. March 13th is the date you want to circle, really, and just stay up late. And what's really cool about this is that unlike other astronomical events, everybody sees this at the exact same time. So anywhere in the United States, you're going to start to see the eclipse begin at the same time. So you can kind of connect with other people. You can be on the phone with somebody and be like, hey, you seeing this? You seeing this? And you can watch the same moon together. I love it. So then the lunar eclipse will progress from partial stages to totality. That will be at 2:26 a.m. and last all the way to 3:31 a.m. So I know this is an early morning one. I know, why can't it be like on a Saturday night at like 8 p.m. or something like that? But this one's going to be pretty early, but the totality lasts for more than an hour. So you don't have to like stay outside for the whole hour, but it still makes it kind of nice. So after totality, then the shadow will slowly wipe away and you'll just have a partial lunar eclipse, and that will end where the moon turns back to its normal shade at 4:47 a.m. I know that is a lot. So just to sum up, best part, when it starts 1:09 a.m. Eastern, totality 2:26 to 3:31. After that, go to sleep. I don't know. I'll probably stay up, watch the whole thing too. Because the next one, the next total lunar eclipse, they'll be visible in the United States next March, March 3rd, 2026. But come on, don't miss this one.
Support for Cincinnati Public Radio comes from Metro Bus Service, offering a means to connect Hamilton County residents with reliable transportation to and from work and to many leisure activities throughout the Cincinnati area. For more information, visit go-metro.com. Metro, your way to go.
Support for this streaming service comes from the John W. McNeil Memorial Music Series as it welcomes Franz Liszt Piano Competition winner Derek Wang. Derek will be in concert on Thursday, September 11th at 7 p.m. in the historic Washington Opera House in downtown Maysville, Kentucky. The event is made possible through a grant from the Hayeswood Foundation. All entities greatly appreciate public radio. Support comes from the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer and the Hyde Park Church Collective, hosting Dan McClellan, biblical scholar and author, to discuss his book, The Bible Says So, What We Got Right and Wrong About Scripture's Most Controversial Issues and How to Read the Bible Faithfully in a Modern Context. Wednesday, September 17th at 6:30 p.m. Learn more at redeemer-cincy.org.
Well, I've now seen 22 lunar eclipses in my days. Some were just partial eclipses, but most were total, and each one was so unique. Most of them I observed from Cincinnati, since you don't really have to be in exactly the right place at the exact right time like you do with solar eclipses. But I've seen a lot of lunar eclipses from some different places, like Socorro, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Two of them from the Grand Canyon, one from Lake Tahoe, and another from Reno, Nevada. So it's pretty cool to see these things. Now, that sounds exotic and all, but I've also seen lunar eclipses from less exotic places, like a Chuck E. Cheese parking lot in Dayton, and also I've seen one from a Cracker Barrel parking lot in Illinois. But the farthest I traveled for a lunar eclipse was on January 31st, 2018.
What makes today's lunar eclipse so special from any other?
Okay, so today we're experiencing the third in a series of supermoons. Mm-hmm. And it's also the second full moon of the month, which makes it a blue moon. The moon is passing into the Earth's shadow. That makes it a total lunar eclipse.
And the deal with this lunar eclipse in 2018 was the farther west you were in the United States, the more of the eclipse you were able to see. So Arizona was definitely a tempting sight. California sounds pretty good. Or was January? Why not go even farther west? Hawaii, of course. And so I went to Volcanoes National Park in the Big Island of Hawaii, and it was just incredible because not only was it so dark out there, not only were the stars shining so brightly, and also from a different latitude, so they're at different angles, you could see southern stars I'd never seen before, but I got to see the eclipse from the visitor center at Volcanoes National Park with lava erupting behind it. It was so cool. And so this eruption is going on behind this while the eclipse is turning that eerie blood red color. I'll never forget that one, that's for sure. Because this was also just a few months before a really powerful volcanic eruption spread across the park, wiping out that visitor center. So I'm never going to be able to recreate that again. I'm going to remember a lunar eclipse with a volcanic eruption for the rest of my life. And each one of these looks different. Each one of my 22 lunar eclipses has a memory with it. And so what's going to happen March 13th, 2025? Where am I going to watch it? What am I going to see? And what am I going to remember? When the sun, earth, and moon align perfectly. And I hope you see it too. Looking Up with Dean Regas is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio. Kevin Reynolds and I created the podcast in 2017. Ella Rowan and Marshall Verbsky produce and edit our show. Janelle Walton is our vice president of content. And Ronnie Salerno is our digital platforms manager. Our social media coordinator is Hannah McFarlane. Our theme song is Possible Light by Ziv Moran. And our cover art is by Nicole Tiffany. I'm Dean Regas, and keep looking up.
Support for Cincinnati Public Radio comes from Metro Bus Service, offering a means to connect Hamilton County residents with reliable transportation to and from work and to many leisure activities throughout the Cincinnati area. For more information, visit go-metro.com. Metro, your way to go.